Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, welcome to a special episode. Special in that it is unexpected, because we are here in the Keene, New Hampshire studio.
You never know what we're going to do here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Aria has been holding down the fort up at the Rogers Campground for the last four or five shows, I think, at this point.
Maybe even a week or so, right?
Yeah. Well, the first day they weren't able to get everything plugged in and connected. And
oh, right.
Everything
right.
was working in time. Actually, I think Mark forgot the headphones or something like that. and so then they got it going on Tuesday, and they've been on ever since, conducting daily broadcasts from the campground during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which came to a wrap today, and it sounded like, indeed, it was the largest Porcupine Freedom Festival ever, with the entire park of Rogers Campground sold out.
That's so cool.
You went there last year for a few days during Forkfest, so you got a feel for how big this campground is. It is a large
place. Pretty huge, yeah.
And so at capacity, I heard there were at least 2,500 people who had actually gotten their tickets. And I think they sold like 3,000 of them or something like that.
Wow.
That's what I've heard through the rumor mill. I don't know. I wasn't able to leave. Even though the magistrate, the person who is, you know, dictating what can and can't be done by those of us in the Crypto Six at the lowest level in the federal courts, the magistrate judge, as she is called, did sign the modification to allow me to talk to Aria now
for
show-related purposes.
Well, that's good, at least for the show, because that means, you know, the technical side of things can be worked out. You could get answers to your questions about what was done and how to do it, and then also we can, you know, implement, you know, things for the future as well.
No doubt. However, the probation officer that I've been dealing with, who, you know, doesn't seem like a terrible guy, he had said that he would consider allowing me to go up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for a day if the judge signed the order, but he ended up deciding against it, claiming that it would violate the home detention terms of my bail conditions, which state that I'm to be detained at home, but I'm supposed to be able to leave for work. So even though this is this would be leaving for work, apparently it's not allowed. So I don't get to go. Don't even get to go up for an afternoon. I was willing to, like, get up and, you know, leave the house at 6 a.m.,
right,
you know, or whatever, to get there in the morning still, stay there, you know, maybe broadcast with Aria for a day. But that's not in the cards, and I suspect he's not going to change his mind by next weekend. So I have no expectation that I'll be able to visit Rogers Campground.
Well, you know, authorities can't be authorities unless they exercise some of their authority.
This is true. And speaking of that, we've got the story. Well, we've got a lot of government-related news here this week, including the, you know, a lot of stuff that they weren't able to cover from the Porcupine Freedom Festival because, well, there's a lot of interesting things and interesting people
on
the campground. But there's been a lot of news, of course. John McAfee, and they did touch on his death or alleged death earlier this week in a Spanish prison cell.
There's so much weirdness surrounding that, too. Like his tweets about how, hey, if I'm ever suicided, you know it's fake. You know?
Yeah. Well, now he said that earlier. I think it was like before he was even in the jail.
The tattoo that he got that says it's like $whacked.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the tweet that he made about having his dead man switch or his dead man files in a Miami condominium on the corner of 8th and whatever it is.
I heard that was fake. I heard that tweet was fake. Why would he say where his dead man's files were?
I don't know. But it is ironic that that specific condominium just suffered a some sort
that's
of a catastrophe
that was fake.
With 9 dead.
That's because that was a fake. That whole thing was totally fake. There was just somebody looked at his feed, at all his past tweets or whatever.
Good.
He never had tweeted that. No one ever recalled having seen a tweet like that. That was just somebody who wanted to mislead.
I've been played.
Yeah. I hope he does have the dead man switch. He did talk about the dead man switch.
Yes, he did.
At one point, but he did. He didn't say where. That would be insane to say where you put the files.
You know, on one hand, being 75 years of age, mm-hmm. knowing that if I were him, right, if I were in McAfee's shoes, what would the captain do? I don't know that I could physically commit suicide. Like, I don't think I have it in me to do that. Now, that being said, I know a lot of people who say that, oh, I don't have it in me to, like, kill something, and then, like, you know, they get shown how to hunt, and eventually they kill something. So, like, I think probably people have it in them, depending on their circumstance. But, like, that aside, like, it's possible he just looked at things and went, well, you know, I lived my life. I did my thing. You know, at least this will give some people something to talk about on my way out.
Yeah, and,
it's possible.
And being in prison can certainly change your viewpoint on things, right? Like, he was there since October, yeah. So more than 6 months behind bars. Now, if you've been reading his tweets, he's been tweeting from inside prison, through presumably via his wife on the outside.
I was going to say, how does one tweet from inside prison?
Yeah, I presume he's just on the phone, just like Ross Ulbricht. You know, okay. He talks to somebody, and then they relay the message to a Twitter account. And so he'd been tweeting in, and a lot of really kind of introspective, funny observations about being in prison. It's an interesting Twitter feed. If you've never followed John McAfee before, it's one worth scrolling through just to kind of get the...
I gave up the Twitter years ago.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. But, just to get a feel for what it's like being John McAfee in prison at the end of his life and just kind of the reflections that that a man in his mid-70s has in the position that he's in, it is a very kind of introspective and interesting perspective to read. So I recommend it. And his prison tweets are sort of generally focused on just the bizarre things that go on in prison, some of the interactions he has, and just the hilariously bizarre interactions he has with the other inmates, and, you know, how he kind of feels about his life. And he didn't seem regretful. In fact, he just tweeted just, I think, within a week or so before his death that he regrets nothing in his life.
I saw that one.
Yeah, very interesting guy. I mean, he's always been an interesting guy, and having that perspective has been... The one thing that I think is interesting about this is that McAfee presumably should have gone to trial, even if the odds were stacked against him, mm-hmm. just to really call out the state, you know? You are at the end of your life, so, you know, you really don't have anything to lose in that particular case. But it could very well be that he just didn't want to be in their hands, that he did not want to be lost in the tombs of the federal system, the federal prison system, and in their clutches. And maybe he just decided, you know what? I'd rather not set any precedent with this case. I'd rather not, you know, be subjected to whatever they're going to subject me to, and took himself out.
There was a period of time where there was no official word other than it seems that he has committed suicide. There wasn't any, like, you know, he hung himself with a rope or whatever.
Saying now it was a hanging.
Okay. So that was concerning to me that, like, none of the details surrounding the alleged suicide, you know, were released in any way, shape, or form to the press or the public, that kind of a thing. And usually when that happens, you know, that just kind of smells to me, you know, like,
oh yeah,
if it was a suicide and it was, you know, a open and shut case, so to speak, why hold back the information?
Yeah. If you want to weigh in on this, by the way, we are back to the old 603 number here, so feel free to dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In other news related to people in prison who don't belong there, Julian Assange, there's an update in his case. Now, if you haven't been following it closely, of course, Assange was he went into the Ecuadorian embassy in London not quite a decade ago. I think it's like 8 or 9 years ago at this point. And then about 2 years back, he was handed over to the UK government, the US government gang. They want Assange for, like, spying or something like that. I forget the exact charges. We'll bring those up here in just a moment. But the UK government, sort of at the behest of the US government, put Assange in a prison, Belmarsh prison there, which is like a maximum security lockup. And he's been facing extradition. There was a hearing about that back in January of this year, which went well for Assange, surprisingly, where the judge in the case basically said, well, the U.S. has proved its case for extradition. However, I'm denying extradition because the U.S. can't stop him from killing himself.
Oh, I remember seeing that. Yeah.
And that was the reason for the denial of the extradition. However, he wasn't released because the U.S. then appealed the decision.
Right.
So he's still behind bars, and now there's a revelation in the case. We'll share that with you coming up. You can join us here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, the live Sunday show, 603-283-6160. Now, if you've been enjoying the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest broadcast, those are expected to resume. Aria needed some time off today to, like, do her laundry and take care of the dog.
I'm doing laundry!
Which is fine. Today's, like, kind of the move-out day for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so some number of people on the campground, probably a good chunk of them, are packing up. They're heading home. And ForkFest officially begins tomorrow. Now, there is no official with ForkFest, but right. As far as the dates we've been promoting on the air for the last year or so, ForkFest is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, Aria and Mark earlier this week were saying that it was ForkFest this last week. Look, you can say whenever ForkFest is. ForkFest can be all summer if you wanted to. I mean,
sure could.
Have at it. But the reason why, at least in my opinion, ForkFest is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival is because that's the only time when it's only ForkFest. Like, there's no two festivals going on at the same time. Right. It's ForkFest, and that's it. Now, there is the fireworks that happens on the weekend, which also attracts a crowd of people who aren't related to ForkFest. So there is some mixing that goes on.
Yes.
One of the things I really like about ForkFest is that, you know, we get to encounter other people.
Normies.
Who I don't like that term, but
I know, I don't either.
Use it. People who may or may not be on board with the ideas of freedom, although a lot of them, I suspect, can understand them because they're New Hampshire people, Granite Staters, and there's a large number of sort of native libertarianism.
Live free or die.
In New Hampshire, whether they can put it into words in a principle or not is another question. But
well,
there's a native feel, there's a native feeling for freedom up here, and that's a good thing. So that's one of the things that's neat about ForkFest, and it's one of the reasons I wish I could go on at the very least Saturday to see the fireworks show because it was pretty fantastic last year.
It was. I had zero expectations for the fireworks because I'm thinking, okay, small-time campground. And by small-time, I don't, like, it's a large campground. It's a huge campground.
Right.
You know, I don't want to understate it at all. But, you know, it seems like a mom-and-pop operation. You know, the guy.
Oh, it is.
The guy. He's the guy.
He's 85 years old.
He drives around the campground all day long and talks to people and says hello and, you know, that kind of a thing. So I had no expectations for the fireworks. And it was pretty good. I was impressed.
It was my first year seeing it, too, last year, because ForkFest had previously been the week before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then a bunch of old-school ForkFesters agreed, hey, let's move it after, and I think that was the right move.
Yeah.
It allows people to kind of stay on after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, like, hey, you want another week of hanging out with freedom people?
You know, I'm no fan of federal holidays, but I do enjoy that it does cover Independence Day, because, you know, anybody who sort of believes in the old school, you know, American fable of, you know, freedom.
Yeah.
We're the land of the free, right?
And it is a fable.
It is a fable. But anybody who leans that way and, like, you know, they're receptive to the philosophy of freedom. And those are probably the people that, you know, can triage, you know, away from statism much quicker than anybody else, for that matter, in my opinion.
So if you want to join us here on the air, because you can't call in during an actual ForkFest episode. We're not there, though. You're going this later this week. You're going to go up on, you'll be there for sure on Thursday.
Thursday, Friday. Saturday. I'll probably be there Wednesday at some time, but like late. So.
But you'll probably be on the show on Thursday and so on.
That's the plan.
But so you can't call in because we pre-record those shows. So if you want to join us, if you've been itching to talk about a thing on the radio, our phones are open, as they always are. 603-283-6160. We've been discussing important freedom-oriented people, sort of freedom heroes, I guess, if you will, that are behind bars. And we talked about John McAfee. Now, one of the other big ones, is Julian Assange. Now, as I pointed out before, earlier this year there was a big decision that was made in his extradition case. He's been sitting in prison waiting for an extradition hearing for however, you know, almost two years in the UK, and that doesn't include the 8 years he was sitting in the Ecuadorian embassy trying to avoid being picked up by the UK so-called authorities. So that decision was made, and it was made in his favor. Hey, you are not to be extradited, not because the U.S. hasn't proved that you should be. They said that the U.S. has made all the arguments they need to make, and we should extradite you, but we don't think that they can prevent you from killing yourself.
or being, quote, Epstein'd, unquote.
Yeah, so therefore, because the U.S. system is not to our, you know, approval of being able to prevent you from suicide, you'll be staying in the U.S. You win, basically, except the U.S. gets to appeal, and so while they're appealing, we're going to go ahead and keep holding you in prison. How long does the appeal take? Who knows?
Could take forever.
Meanwhile, the story here from Stunden.is, and I believe WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks official Twitter profile links to this article. So this is okay. WikiLeaks approved. And as you may know, Julian Assange is the founder of WikiLeaks, a major witness in the United States Department of Justice case. That's the same people that are prosecuting the Crypto Six, by the way, Department of Justice, against Julian Assange, has admitted to fabricating key accusations in the indictment against the WikiLeaks founder. The witness, who has a documented history with sociopathy, has received several convictions for sexual abuse of minors and wide-ranging financial fraud. Made the admission in a newly published interview in Stunden, where he also confessed to having continued his crime spree whilst working with the Department of Justice and FBI.
Wait, who is this person?
We'll get to his name. And receiving a promise of immunity from prosecution.
What is his job or title or something?
The man in question is Sigurdur Ingi Þórðarson. He was recruited by U.S. authorities to build a case against Assange after misleading them to believe that he was previously a close associate of Assange's. In fact, he had volunteered on a limited basis to raise money for WikiLeaks in 2010, but was found to have used that opportunity to embezzle more than $50,000 from the organization. Julian Assange was visiting Thordarson's home country of Iceland around this time due to his work with Icelandic media and members of parliament in preparing Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, a press freedom project that produced a parliamentary resolution supporting whistleblowers and investigative journalism. The U.S. is currently seeking his extradition, that is, Assange's extradition from the U.K., in order to try him for espionage relating to the release of leaked classified documents. Remember, it had to do with Chelsea Manning. If convicted, he could face up to 175 years in prison. Essentially, if I recall correctly, they're accusing him of offering to help Chelsea Manning crack into some documents. So Chelsea Manning had done the actual theft of the documents, which, of course, I think should be legal because Chelsea Manning did, you know, a hero's work of actually showing people what the U.S. military was doing, like, you know, killing innocent people over in the Middle East. But that aside, even if you were to accept that Chelsea Manning should be prosecuted for what she did when she was Bradley Manning back then.
I don't accept that.
If you did, then she was the one who stole those things, not Julian Assange.
Right.
He didn't even live in the United States.
Right.
How can you be prosecuted for espionage or espionage-related crimes?
Well, state is going to state. Yeah. I also find it insanely ridiculous that people don't even question things like 175-year sentence. Like, this is the most ridiculous thing, that, like, a sentence longer than two human lifespans, you know, can even be assigned via the state.
Well, this is the big crime. I mean, committing murder is no big deal, as we'll find out here in comparison in a moment. Public murder, in fact. Yeah. We'll get into that. 603-283-6160. You can join us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. Oregon State Senate on Saturday passed a bill that would make illegal immigrants in the state eligible for Medicaid-funded medical services, sending the legislation to Democratic Governor Kate Brown for signature.
Senator John Barrasso argued during an exclusive interview on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures that there's no way Republicans are going to support the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package if it is in any way linked and connected to the broader Democratic spending package.
The White House staff and Schumer and Pelosi, who are beholden to the far left wing of the Democrat Party, said, we're not going to go for this bipartisan bill. And look, this bipartisan bill itself is not yet completely settled. There are a number of Republicans, and I'm one of them, who's not completely sold on it.
This is USA Radio News. Former President Trump made his triumphant return to the campaign trail and social media on Saturday night, receiving a rock star's welcome from thousands who turned out in pro-Trump apparel to show their support for him, his claims of a stolen election, and a possible comeback in 2024. Wendy King reports on Tropical Storm Enrique.
While Atlantic tropical activity has diminished after Claudette hit the southern United States, waters over the eastern Pacific have spawned Tropical Storm Enrique. Meteorologists predict Enrique will become the first hurricane of the 2021 season. Enrique was upgraded to a tropical storm and the fifth named system in the eastern Pacific on Friday morning. Strengthening is anticipated this weekend. The storm is tracking in a northerly direction along the west coast of Mexico. Forecasters say dangerous surf will also impact coastal areas of Mexico into next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can also call us via SIP. I'm not going to explain to you what that is, but there is an explanation on our website. So go to freetalklive.com. Just read that first article there. It'll give you a step-by-step on how to call in via the internet. So if you're somewhere elsewhere in the world, or anywhere for that matter, and you want to just have a nice sound quality and be a nice comparison to a regular phone line, that's a great option. So far, no one has availed themselves of it successfully, so it's not easy to do.
I suspect there's, I mean, having worked in telephony for quite some time, there's some things that, you know, even after having spent as much time as I have in that field, I don't get and I don't understand. So I suspect that there's few people that both get how to do SIP, but then also listen to the show.
That's why I wrote instructions over at freetalklive.com. Now, also, you need to know about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. That is the place where you can go if you're ready to take a little bit of time to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Some people would say Bitcoin is on sale right now, having hit a high.
On sale, man.
Yeah, earlier this year, record high over $60,000 per Bitcoin. Right now, it's about $34,000 as of, an hour or so before the show. I haven't checked since then. But it's nice to be able to actually check the Bitcoin price again, even though I can't buy any or sell any, but, you know, I can look at it.
See the price anyway.
Yeah, apparently Aria can't even do that. But yet she can leave her house and go to the campground, and I can't, so it's ridiculous. Bitcoin.com, you can click Get Started at the top of the page, and spend just, you know, 10 minutes and watch a 3-minute long introductory video. Maybe watch the next one. There's a few. There's a series of introductory videos that'll kind of give you the basics about what Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash are, and you can go to Bitcoin.com to learn that. Now, if you're not brand new, go to news.bitcoin.com anytime you want and get the latest news headlines about the world of cryptocurrency. So
while we're talking about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and all that kind of stuff, a lot of folks are like, oh, this is the end for Bitcoin. And I'm like, no.
What?
No.
What, because it went down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going down to 20 grand and probably zero or whatever, right?
I hope it
does.
I'm like,
it's not going to do either of those things. And here's why I believe this. Now, this is a belief that I have, so you know, I'm not basing this on any factual thing. Well, I'm kind of basing it on factual things. It's that since the dip, right,
the most recent dip, that there's been a bunch of dips.
The current dip that we're in, because it went from, you know, whatever it was, 60,000 down to, we'll say 30, and it just kind of stayed there for a while. This is traditional within Bitcoin, BTC at least, over the years, where like during the summertime it has a dip, you know, and then it'll come back up in fall, winter, you know, and maybe there'll be some spikes here and there. But we've seen this behavior before.
Sometimes it takes years to come back.
Okay, I mean,
it took like 3 years after the 2017 dip.
But that has nothing to do with why I think the dip is a part-time thing. And I don't think it's going to go lower than 30. Because we've seen adoption increase over the same period of time.
Yes, yeah.
Since the and so that only bodes well for cryptocurrency as a whole.
Yeah, I think so.
Banks are now allowed to, like, you know, do things with cryptocurrency that they weren't allowed to do before, at least within the U.S. I don't know if that's globally affecting or not.
Mm.
I have something on that I can pull up if we need it
we get the chance.
For the show. But, you know, we've seen a whole country say, hey, we're going to make it legal tender.
We didn't get a chance to talk about that either. That was pretty big.
This is all new stuff. And so adoption is increasing. More and more people are beginning to either invest or accept it or transact in it than ever before. And so if you think that that is contributing to the decline of the value of this particular technology, you're wrong.
I'm with you. We can come back to Bitcoin sure, because I'm glad you brought up the whole El Salvador adoption thing. That is a very interesting situation, one that deserves to be kind of dissected to some extent. But right now we're looking at Julian Assange. If you want to weigh in, you can, 603-283-6168. You can bring up anything you want at this point here on Free Talk Live. But Assange facing, well, more than the rest of his life in prison if convicted of espionage-related charges in the United States. According to Stunden.is, which is linked to over by the WikiLeaks Twitter channel, if convicted, he could face a long time in prison. The indictment has sparked fears for press freedoms in the United States and beyond, and prompted strong statements of support of Assange from Amnesty International, Reporters Without Borders. I would also add Edward Snowden, a lot of people, the editorial staff of the Washington Post, and others. U.S. officials presented an updated version of an indictment against him to a magistrate court in London last summer. The veracity of the information contained therein is now directly contradicted by the main witness on whose testimony it is based. The court documents refer to Mr. Thordarson simply as teenager, a reference to his youthful appearance rather than true age. He's 28 years old, and Iceland as NATO country number one, but make no real effort to hide the identity of either. They purport to show that Assange instructed this man to commit computer intrusions or hacking in Iceland. The aim of this addition to the indictment was apparently to shore up and support the conspiracy charge against Assange in relation to his interactions with Chelsea Manning. Those occurred around the same time he resided in Iceland, and the authors of the indictment said they felt they could strengthen their case by alleging he was involved in illegal activity there as well. This activity was said to include attempts to hack into the computers of members of parliament and record their conversations. In fact, Thordarson now admits to Stunden that Assange never asked him to hack or access phone recordings of the members of parliament.
Surprise!
His new claim is he had in fact received some files from a third party who claimed to have recorded the members of parliament and had offered to share them with Assange without having any idea what they actually contained. He claims he never checked the contents of the files or even if they contained audio recordings, as his third party source suggested. He further admits the claim that Assange had instructed or asked him to access computers in order to find any recordings is false. So he said one thing, allegedly. Now he's saying another. meaning that his whole testimony should be thrown out as completely useless and full of holes. Nonetheless, the tactics employed by the U.S. officials appear to have been successful, as can be gleaned from the ruling of the magistrate judge, Vanessa Bereitzer, on January 4th of this year. That's what I was referring to earlier, where she ruled against extradition. She did so purely on humanitarian grounds relating to Assange's health concerns, suicide risk, and the conditions he would face in U.S. confinement. With regards to the actual accusations made in the indictment, she sided with the arguments of the American legal team, including citing specific examples from Iceland, which are now seriously called into question, and her decision is being appealed. Other misleading elements can be found in the indictment and later reflected in her judgment based on Thordarson's now admitted lies. One's a reference to Icelandic bank documents. The magistrate court judgment reads, quote, it is alleged that Mr. Assange and teenager failed a joint attempt to decrypt a file stolen from NATO country number one bank. Thordarson admits to the website that this actually refers to a well-publicized event in which an encrypted file was leaked from an Icelandic bank and assumed to contain information about defaulted loans provided by the Icelandic Landsbanki. The bank went under in the fall of 2008, along with other financial institutions, plunging the country into a severe economic crisis. And the file was, at this time in the summer of 2010, shared by many online who attempted to decrypt it in the public interest, purpose of revealing what precipitated the financial crisis. Nothing supports the claim this file was stolen, per se, as it was assumed to have been distributed by whistleblowers from inside the failed bank. More deceptive language emerges in the aforementioned judgment where it states, quote, he, Assange, used the unauthorized access given to him by a source to access a government website of NATO country number one used to track police vehicles. This deception leaves out an important element, one that Thordarson clarifies in his interview with Stunden. The login information was, in fact, his own and not obtained through any nefarious means. In fact, he now admits he had been given this access as a matter of routine due to his work as a first responder while volunteering for a search and rescue team. He says Assange never asked for any such access. The story goes on, and I will link to it on our social media. So if you go to social.freetalklive.com, I just wanted to give you a taste of some of the retractions by this man who was...
It sounds like a whole bunch of BS went down, and if a guy's lying to any legal system, I don't care what country you're in, he's either got an ulterior motive or he's getting paid.
Yeah, and there's a lot more deception that this story goes into. If you are interested in the Assange case, check this out. Social.freetalklive.com. If you sign up there, you'll follow the Free Talk Live account automatically, and you'll be able to see the whole story. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. We can talk crypto. We can talk whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us. All you gotta do is dial in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And then all of a sudden, the phone's lit up. We have 3 calls on the line.
It's like Christmas in a recording studio.
Yeah, plenty of people want to talk here. We're going to get you on the air. It doesn't matter what your topic is. You can talk about Julian Assange, John McAfee, somebody else that you care about that's in prison, whatever. There's all kinds of innocent, peaceful people behind bars in the United States and elsewhere in the world. In fact, one of the other stories that's prison-related is the Chinese Uyghurs that have been abducted in China. Yeah. Now YouTube
having their organs harvested and all sorts of brutal things.
Yeah, now YouTube is apparently taking down critical channels that are critical of the Chinese government. So, I mean, there's so much to talk about here tonight, and we'll see what we can do in cryptocurrency.
These publishers just learn to be publishers.
We can talk about all those things, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. Oh, and I also want to make sure that you are aware that you can still go to ForkFest.party. You can still learn more about ForkFest.
Still go to ForkFest.
You can still go to ForkFest, even if you can't show up for the whole week. Target the weekend.
Leave now. Leave tomorrow. Leave on Wednesday.
It's a great excuse to come up and celebrate Independence Day with what independence we have that remains. With people that actually care about it over at ForkFest.party. That's going on this week. Check that out. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We're going first to Ed. Ed, you're on the line calling from New Mexico, listening to Kiva in Albuquerque.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Yes. John McAfee he was looking into the Bahamas side of the Epstein thing. And he had evidence on a couple of Bahamian officials. And also some CIA operatives.
Allegedly.
Who had been working with Epstein.
Hmm.
Okay, he named these people. And he had evidence put aside. His insurance was paid. He was being shuffled back and forth between a rendition site in Spain and a Spanish jail.
Really?
And they were working on him, trying to get information out of him as to where he put his stuff,
mm-hmm.
You know, and who he left it with. And apparently he didn't do the suit them, so they, as you say, they Epstein'd him. So the old Arkansas thing, you know.
Arkansas meaning like the Clintons?
Arkansas-ed, yes.
Yeah.
What did John McAfee have on Hillary Clinton?
I think what John McAfee had was had to do with Bill Clinton and Epstein and all the finances and stuff. Epstein was a money launderer.
I did not have sexual relations with minors on an island.
That's a very poor Bill Clinton.
He only flew there on the Lolita Express
many times.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, you know, McAfee didn't kill himself. You know, he left lots of messages saying, if I get whacked, I didn't do it.
He did. Yeah, he did, explicitly.
McAfee did not uninstall himself, I agree.
Yeah, Ed, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can get on our brand new phone lines here with our new phone system, which has been sounding great, by the way. It's much better than it's ever been. Let's continue with Robert. He's in Vermont calling us. Are you on the road, Robert? You heading up to Forkfest?
No, I didn't go this year because I've been having some vehicle troubles.
Ah, darn it.
Yeah, I don't dare to go. I don't dare to go too far away. I don't want to get, you know, stranded somewhere in some back road.
Yeah, you know. I heard you. All right, so what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I wanted to make some people aware. I have a lot of friends that are in the Free State Project, and a lot of my friends listen to Free Talk Live. There's a, excuse me, I just drank a glass of water here, so.
All right.
I'm kind of getting a little bit ahead of myself, but there's some mosquitoes that are in the state of Hampshire, and they're carrying the virus that's called Jonestown Canyon.
And that doesn't sound like fun.
I don't have a computer or anything in front of me, but people are really going to want to know about this, and you know, keep the mosquitoes off you. And this is what I'm told is in New Hampshire. It's in Bow. It's what I've heard, what I've been told.
Well, it's generally a good idea to keep mosquitoes off of you. It's a bit of a challenge, however. I mean, these things have been known to carry all manner of nasty things along with them because, well, they're basically like sharing a needle, you know, to some extent, right?
They're like politicians. Yep. They're bloodsuckers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Robert, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jet. He's on the line in Kentucky tonight. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was listening to all this stuff. I wanted to mention that the way I feel about it is that a lot of these people you're talking about tonight are what I refer to as political prisoners. Mm-hmm. They're in disagreement with some particular regime or dictator or something like that. And I think that needs to be emphasized over and over that there's not a real victim to any of these things.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, certainly there wasn't any victim with Julian Assange. He didn't cause any harm to any person or property. But near as I can tell, he's being persecuted for being a publisher.
Right. McAfee was being accused of quote-unquote tax evasion. Right. So, I mean, he's a hero. He's, you know, trying to keep what he earned. Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Tax evasion as though taxation is somehow moral.
Yeah, anyway, it's like, you know, is it a crime to keep money from an armed robber? Because that's ultimately what tax evasion is. They are an armed criminal gang trying to extract your life from you.
Tax evasion is when you don't allow them to rob you.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Keeping money from a robber, you know, not telling them where all your money is, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, you know, I've called and I've talked about not using the word government, but I'll throw this out one more time because I think it's really important. If we want to nullify this concept, I was thinking rather than every time you think of the word, replace it with, let's say, the present regime, like the Biden goon squads or the Biden regime. You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah,
I've
found a clip in my usage of the word the empire.
Yeah, the whatever. But put Biden's name on it because he's the current one, or the next one that comes along. Put that on.
I don't like to do that. I stopped doing that right around Obama, right? Because I had a cool nickname for him, Obama, right? But I stopped pointing out, you know, the puppet head of this thing because.
people think it's going to be different when the face changes, and it never is. So I like to emphasize that it's, like you say, the concept, or as I like to say, the organization type as a whole, which is wrong. It doesn't matter who's in the chair. It's the chair itself that needs to go.
Mm. I think the spear, though, is going to be a little bit sharper if you use that person's name. Now, you might get in trouble deeper. I mean, they might come after you and stuff like that. I mean,
well, they've already done that.
Involved,
surprise.
I know. But, yeah, they're just the only thing that they're doing is they're just acting like any other dictatorship or some other type of royalty or someone who believes that they get to tell everybody what to do, even though under the guise of freedom. But that's all I had for you.
Thanks, Jet.
You know, the other thing.
Yep, go ahead.
It is Sunday, so I just wanted to pass along that anyone who believes, you know, biblically speaking, that they are to be obedient to the government, I should give them a number. I can walk them through that, and if I can't convince them in about 10 minutes, then it's useless. But
well, was Jesus obedient to the government?
No.
I thought he was a table flipper.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when he stood in front of Pilate, you know, Pilate accused him of these things. He said, well, that's what you say. And he said, I don't know, he just, everything he did and said is so contrary to being obedient to the government. I mean, as a matter of fact, who killed him?
Exactly. Thank you for the call tonight, Jet. I appreciate it. Reminds me of the old Snake Plissken meeting in Escape from New York.
Somebody pointed out to me the other day the whole bit about, you know, Jesus died and then came back from the dead 3 days later. And so they're like, well, what did Jesus actually sacrifice for your sins? His weekend. Jesus gave up his weekend for your sins.
So our number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want. Let's talk about another evil state, because it is disobedience against the state.
As if there's one that's not evil.
Yeah, they all are. It's just the difference in degrees. That's all it is, the difference in degrees. There's not a whole lot of degrees difference between some of these governments, including places like China and North Korea. I mean, the U.S. government gang wants you to believe they're so much better than China. But I don't know.
It's all the same. Just another empty suit with a different name.
The United States actually has more of its people, I think on a per capita basis, probably not on raw numbers, but per capita locked up than probably China does.
Oh, yeah, I believe they're number one in the world.
Yeah. Now, the Uyghurs are a whole other situation. We'll talk about that and what's going on there. Your calls and thoughts are welcome in hour number two, which is on the way.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.